Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, which is an Understanding the Lyrics episode, a Christmas special featuring Nat King Cole's classic, well, I think it's called The Christmas Song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. I'm sure you know it. If you don't, then go away and listen to it for a couple of minutes and then come back and we'll look at the lyrics to this classic song. I'm going to go through the lyrics and stop to look at the vocabulary when we get something which maybe you will need explaining to you. So let's go from the beginning. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. All right, so here is a very classic picture of Christmas. So chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Jack Frost is the personification of frost, and frost is those small white ice crystals that you'll see at Christmas time. And Jack Frost nipping at your nose. To nip means to gently damage or hurt. So it's this image of the frost biting at your nose almost. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Folks is another word for people, and to dress up, a phrasal verb, means to wear a specific type of clothes, often for a special occasion, like Christmas, for example. Okay, the next verse. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. Okay, so first of all, mistletoe. Mistletoe is that Christmas plant that people can kiss under. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow. Tots is another way of saying some very small children. So tiny tots with their eyes all aglow. And this word aglow, one word, means glowing, and glowing means full of colour because of excitement. So these small children with their eyes glowing, full of colour, all excited. Okay, the next part. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. Okay. So this part, they know that Santa's on his way. To be on your way means in the course of a journey. So Santa is coming. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. Well, his sleigh is, well, that's the vehicle. That's Santa's vehicle. It's called a sleigh. So he's loaded lots of toys and goodies. Means he has filled the sleigh with a large amount of something. So all these toys and goodies. Goodies are nice things. Lots of nice little treats. So he's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. And reindeers, of course, the animal that can fly, apparently. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. And hopefully that part is quite clear. And that is that classic Christmas song. It's a song which, well, it just sounds like Christmas, even without the lyrics. It just sounds, his voice, doesn't it? His voice sounds like Christmas. So hopefully I've really got you in the Christmas mood with just a few days to go. I hope you've got all your presents sorted. And I hope you've understood that song very well now. So that's all for today's podcast. If you have any songs, non-Christmas songs, that you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then feel free to get in touch and to let me know which song you'd like me to talk about. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.